Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I live next door to the magic woman. Wait till you guys hear this letter. But right now, the nephew in the building with today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Magic.
Nephew's in the building with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Surrogate mother.
Mm.
Go ahead, run that thing.
Uh-oh. Why is this right
here? Hello? Yeah, Roderick, please. Can I speak to Roderick?
Yeah, this is Roderick.
Hey, this is Calvin, man. How you doing? I go to the same church y'all go to.
Okay.
I got your number from one of the guys at the church, man. They told me that if I wanted to talk to you, I could reach out to you or whatever. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How can I help?
Your wife, man, does she... I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but she seems to be real fit. Does she work out all the time?
Yeah, she go to gym every once in a while, bro. Yeah. Who is this, bro?
Like I said, my name's Calvin, man. We go to the same church. Listen, me and my wife been trying for a long time, man, to actually have some kids. And
okay.
To be honest with you, Roderick, man, it just ain't happening, dog. I mean, we've been trying and trying. But what I'm trying to do now is just find another type of way to make this happen. Now, you say your wife is in good condition, right?
My wife is in good condition, brother. What does she got to do with you and your wife trying to have a baby?
See... You know, now, y'all already got kids, don't you? Y'all got, like, from what the brother at the church told me, y'all got 3 kids, right?
Yeah, we got 3. I got 2 boys and a girl.
Okay. Here's what I'm trying to do, man. I was hoping that I could find somebody, a female, that would be a good surrogate mother.
A what?
You know, what I'm saying is, like, because my wife, I mean, you know, we want to have kids, man. We want to have a family.
Oh, hold on, brother. You just said you looking for a surrogate mother, and the brother of church told you to call me?
Well, no. Ain't nobody tell me to actually call you. I asked them about you and your wife. You know, I asked them for your phone number so I could actually call you myself, man.
Wait a minute. So you've been eyeing my wife?
No. See, you're looking at it wrong. Listen, what I was saying is that your wife just seems like a healthy, healthy person. I want to be able to have a healthy child, man. I really do, man. Me and my wife, we...
Listen, you called me about my wife, and you want her to be a surrogate mother for you. I don't even know why we on the phone, brother.
Here's the real deal, man. Me and my wife, we can't have kids. We've tried and tried and tried. And, you know, biologically, we've just been going through it and going through it, man. And I was just, you know, I've seen your wife. She's healthy. I see y'all at church all the time. And I was just, like, reaching out, man, maybe somebody wouldn't mind being the surrogate mother for me and my wife so we can have a child.
I think you're a surrogate mother.
Hold on,
brother. You calling me to see if my wife can be a surrogate mother to your child?
Dog, and I know it's crazy.
It's crazy as hell, you know, damn right.
And
I think you lost your mind, brother. Out of all the members in the church, you calling me? To get my wife to have your baby?
Dog, I know it sounds crazy, man.
Ignorant, brother.
I'm sorry?
You sound ignorant. Man, there's so many places to go adopt a baby. I can take you down to the county courthouse and show you kids need to adopt right now. But you can go to Africa like all the rest of them people and go find you a baby. You going to call me and my wife? There's 20,000 members in this church. Do you know how stupid you sound, brother?
No, brother, listen, man, I'm not trying to come across like that, man.
Well, how are you trying to come across, brother? You done it.
Just hear me out, man. I don't want you to...
Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man.
Okay, we looking for a surrogate mother. We seen your wife, and we thought she'd be a great surrogate mother. And I know it sounds crazy for me to pick you out of all the people that go to the church. I understand that, man. I do. But listen. We would love for your wife to be the surrogate mother, and we're willing to pay for this.
Man, this ain't about...
But listen to me. If you don't mind, we don't want to do this with no test tubes and all that, where they mix my seed with her with her egg. We want to do this naturally.
Wait, whoa. You want to repeat what the you just said, man.
You got to understand, a real man want to do it realistically. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Brother, hold up, brother. Are you telling me that you want to have sex with my wife?
But I mean, you know,
you
want to have
me lose all my Christianity right now, brother.
You want to have a baby the real way, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn having the fake way. You tell me you want to lay down in a bed with my wife?
But, dog, you already got three kids. Think about the people that can't have them, man.
Go adopt the baby, man. Take your down and go adopt the damn baby. Because you didn't go see a damn psychiatrist.
Bro,
I don't want to have your baby. Do you know what you sound like? Are you crazy?
I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
How did you get my number, man?
Listen to me.
How did you get my number?
I got your number from one of the brothers at the church. Now, listen, I'm going to just be real with you like a man. I wanted to come at you first and talk to you like a man and see, you know, if you was cool with the proposition. But look, come Sunday, I'm going to go to your wife and just talk to her.
What?
I'm just going to talk to your wife and see if
you lost your mind. I told you to answer no. Now you tell me you're going to go around me and ask. What you ain't going to do is talk to my wife.
Man,
you call
I'm
my
telling
wife.
You right now. I'm talking to your wife.
You call my wife.
Okay?
I'm going to tell you what's really going
to
happen.
I'm
you call my
to
wife.
Your wife next Sunday. I'm not going to sit
and
go through this with you back and forth. I'm talking to her next Sunday.
Next Sunday, I'm going to whoop your.
You ain't going to do nothing to me.
I'm going to whoop your.
Me and my wife, we deserve a child too. You ain't going to stand in the middle of this.
I'm in the middle of this. You lost your mind. You talk to my wife next week if you want to.
I got one more thing I want to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say what the you got to say so you can get off my phone.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
What? This is who?
Listen, man,
who is this man?
This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your homeboy got me to prank phone call you.
Man, I'm over here, man. My head is spinning.
You all right, man?
Got me going, brother. I'm ready to fight, brother.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, big dog.
What's up, man?
What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all got me this morning, man. Y'all got me, man.
Could I just get somebody to just commend me on my stupidity? That's all I want from y'all. Just applause.
Yeah. I'll go first.
Stupidity.
The best. I'll go first.
Thank you.
You are the stupidest person I know.
Thank you. Junior?
Dog,
yes.
Dog, swear to God, it's embarrassing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Carla, please, please, give it to me.
Oh, standing ovation.
Yes, 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 yes. And my dearest uncle, please, please, please.
One dumbass individual.
Hey! Dumb and stupid is two different things.
And justice for all.
These are like the reviews when people want to know about your pranks. People
you.
Are saying.
If you're looking for stupid, you can find it in Chicago this weekend, the 18th and 19th. DC, Young Fly, Lavelle Crawford, Corey Holcomb, Tony Roberts, Country Wayne, and yours truly, Nephew Tommy. That's Friday and Saturday at the Erie Crown. If you are not in Chicago and you can't make it to that show, then you need to be tuning in Saturday night. Ready to Love on the OWN Network. That's 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central. This is the second episode, first episode off the chain. Y'all come watch your boy. I'm smart. I'm Thomas Miles. I'm intelligent. Oh, my God. I'm giving advice. Oh, y'all ought to see me, man. Y'all ought to see me. I'm so.
Oh, you talking about
you
on
me?
The talk show? Yeah, you talking about on the TV show?
Yeah, Ready to Love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were describing yourself. My bad.
You got confused, Steve.
Very.
That is me.
I'm smart,
when you tune in.
What? Wasn't he just the one taking accolades for how stupid he is?
Yes!
He was.
But yeah, that's Tommy. Thomas is on TV. Tommy ain't. You gotta see this thing, man. You gotta see
All right,
it.
We gotta get out of here. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter. Subject, I live next door to the magic woman. Woo! Right after this.
This is, you guessed it,